In 2018, a documentary was released with a focus on vitamins. The documentary itself seeks to answer one question. How do we decide whether or not to take vitamins? The film takes us on a journey that is one part Sesame Street, or maybe Schoolhouse Rock would be a better fit for it. But anyways, it's one part that and one part hardcore documentary. We are taken on a journey to explore the history and the modern state of vitamins. And in this episode of Lessons from the Screen, we are going to look at this documentary and we're going to do what we do. Is this documentary worth watching or not? And what are the takeaways? In this episode of Lessons from the Screen, we're going to be looking at Vitamania, the sense and nonsense of vitamins. Lessons from the Screen, what we mean is we go through different documentaries to tell you what they gon' do. Give you our lessons, give them our blessings. If they trash, we tell you there is no second guessing. Knowledge is power, but time is precious. And we're here to keep you from them lessons. So sit back as we groove, giving you the review, so you only spend time on the docs that you need to. So welcome back. This is Lessons from the Screen, and this is still the show where we give you a review of whether or not a show, a document, a documentary, or anything that you can get from any particular screen of any particular kind is worth your time. We are back from our break, and we are still wasting our brain power so that you don't have to. Lessons from the Screen is sponsored by PACS Inc., a Black activist advocacy and think tank organization with the purpose of increasing the quality of life for Black people in America through education, culture shift, and economics. And you can still check them out at www.pacsinc.org. That's PACTSINC.ORG, PACSINC.org. Go over there. You can still check out the Learning Center. It's growing daily. You can still take a survey. You can still volunteer. You can still do whatever it is you feel you need to do to support them, because they are still doing whatever it is they feel they need to do to support you. So let's get into it. First show back. I hope you hype, because we hype, and let's make it do what it do. So, first things first, I pop a freak all the honeys. Wrong first. Got a little bit. Anyways, so this was not a call to action documentary. Not in the least. It was an informational documentary of the kind that we really rarely see nowadays in terms of documentaries that have any sort of fanfare. You know, in terms of the school documentaries, the old PBS science documentaries and things like that, those were more purely informational documentaries that didn't have a conclusion to be drawn one way or the other, just presenting facts. And this documentary was kind of along that same vein of, it sought to answer a question without really answering a question, without really providing, they did their best to remove bias. So one of the main critiques I see from the film was the fact that it didn't really give you a call to action or a stance. And while that is a valid critique, that's not really what I felt like the documentary was designed to do. It was designed to provide you with information. And in providing you with, and in that, it did a very good job. But it was centered around a point of discussion, not necessarily an issue. And in this case, that point of discussion was vitamins. Now, it starts out with an interesting tidbit of information regarding people stranded in the Arctic and that got sick after eating their dogs to survive. And it lets you know that the cause of the sickness, and one of them actually died, was vitamin A poisoning. And vitamin A is, the liver is very rich in vitamin A, is where the vitamins are stored. Those particular vitamins are stored. And when they ate the dog's liver, they consumed too much vitamin A. Their vitamin levels of vitamin A went into a level of being toxic, way too high. And so that kind of opens the stage for what sort of documentary you're going to get. A documentary that is going to toe the line, talking about both the good and the bad of vitamins. and it's going to utilize songs and animations straight out of what would be considered. This is where earlier I got into this whole Sesame Street reboot or this whole Schoolhouse Rock type feel. Yeah, both of those apply. Probably more so Schoolhouse Rock than Sesame Street. But the very first time I watched it, I thought Sesame Street. So I keep saying Sesame Street, even though it probably is a lot more Schoolhouse Rock than Sesame Street. But the songs are not nearly as good as the Schoolhouse Rock songs. So let me put that out there. And that's no offense to the guy that composed the songs and that sung the songs, but Schoolhouse Rock was on another level, bro. Step your game up. Step your game up. And the rap, actually, I found the rap to be borderline offensive. So just stop. That was just horrendously horrendous. But anyways, moving away from that. It talked about the fact that the FDA was over vitamins, but required no testing of vitamins for any purposes. The basics of vitamins are covered, such as what is a vitamin, what do they do, and the history behind them, and how much of them you need daily. And there's actually a pretty interesting scene there where they were speaking to some sort of health person, and they had a plate with all of your vitamin needs on the plate, sprinkled in pure vitamin form and powder. And it was very, very, very small. Like, very, very, very small. So that was an interesting scene to see that you really don't need a lot of these vitamins, especially here in America, where we're made to believe that you need as many vitamins as you can get. So that was interesting to see that you don't really need a lot. And even the mere point that they brought up vitamin toxicity and the fact that you can, in fact, have too many vitamins and to the point where it can make you sick and cause you to die from it. You know, that was another interesting point that's rarely, if ever, talked about in discussions about vitamins. And in America, we rarely talk about any sort of thing being utilized in too large quantities. Usually, the way that we see the world is if it's good for you, you want as much of it as you can get. And if it's bad for you, you don't want any of it. And quite often, that's simply not the case. Quite often, the case is that there is a range for all substances. And if you stay in that range, you're good. If you go out of that range on the form of too low or too high, you're in trouble. And water can even be included in that discussion. You know, you get too much water, you drown. Not enough water, you dehydrate, you dry and die. Oxygen. So even some of the things we regularly acknowledge is mandatory for our survival, they all fall within this acceptable range. And so it's interesting. It's always interesting to hear vitamins and minerals and nutrients be listed, be talked about in that same way in terms of there being a range of acceptability. So they talked about all of that. The discussion of synthetic vitamins and their creation and usefulness was also talked about. It did seem to downplay the micronutrients that are available in natural vitamins when you get your vitamins through food, and they're allowed to exist within the complex of different chemicals and substances that they're created in. And that, in my opinion, was kind of disheartening, because there is a difference in the quality of vitamin that you get from synthetic vitamins versus natural vitamins. And that's not to say that there is a difference in the vitamin itself. There's just a difference in the surrounding context, the surrounding complex that the vitamin exists in. And all of those extra nutrients and how they work together have a lot of benefits in terms of utilizing the vitamin and utilizing the other nutrients in the food properly. So they kind of glossed over the micronutrients and natural vitamins. They mentioned it in passing. But they did talk about the different complexities of food and the thousands of different components of food that aren't vitamins that work together in ways that we don't fully understand. Fortifications was discussed heavily, with the amount of vitamins, synthetic or otherwise, being added to the food that we eat for various purposes. They talk about some of those various purposes, such as the prevention of birth defects and various other things, which begs the question for me, and it always has, and it always will, until the question is answered satisfactorily for me. If we're already getting most of our vitamins from our food, why are so many people also getting vitamin substances, vitamin supplements, especially if those supplements can cause harm? So the documentary did make it known that 3,000 calls were made to poison control for vitamin D poisoning in 2015 alone, and the fact that vitamin levels are also individual specific based on genes. So those two were very interesting points for me. 2015 also saw the removal of several vitamin products from pharmacy chains because the vitamins contained too much of the product, too much vitamins, too large a quantity of vitamins, which will push you into that toxicity range. Some of them contain no product, no vitamin whatsoever, and others of them contain harmful contaminants. It stated that every year 10,000 people were sent to the emergency room because of vitamin products, and it also talked about the political aspect of it, the fact that in the 90s laws were passed that prevented the testing of vitamins for effectiveness or safety before sale and classifying vitamins as food products. So on the whole, it covered a lot. It was a 90-minute long documentary. It covered a lot, and there was a lot of good information to get through it if you could get by some of the formatting errors, some of the formatting decisions that I felt like took away from what this product could have been, what this film could have been. So in terms of takeaways, there are a few. One of the biggest ones is something that I harp on a lot. I don't know if I've made a show about this or not, but I'm going to say it here. Especially with regards to vitamin D levels, Black people in America have been getting told that their vitamin D levels are low systemically and institutionally for as far back as I can remember, and for as far back as I can see that research was actually done and doctors were actually monitoring vitamin D levels. And I frequently said that our differences are more than skin deep. And science is definitely has been for the past few decades backing that assertion up. There is more going on in terms of the differences between Black people and white people than just the amount of melanin in our skin and the type of melanin. We come from different biological backgrounds. As culture groups, we have experienced different biological incidences, encounters. We have been exposed to different environmental factors, circumstances, and situations. All of those things have taken a toll on us genetically. All of those things are also what manifest the differences in our skin color. But to the assertion that these differences are only skin deep is extremely harmful, because they're taking what they view as acceptable vitamin D levels for them and their historic and environmental history, and they're implanting that into us and telling us that our vitamin D levels are low. And here in this documentary, they present the argument that not only can you not find a normal vitamin D level because it's individual specific, but you can't find, not only can you not find a normal vitamin D level for culture groups, but you can't find a normal vitamin D level inside of culture groups because it's individual specific. Now, I haven't done my research to see whether or not that is true in detail, but I have seen various reports that suggest what this documentary said, which is that vitamin D levels are individually specific. But I have done enough research to know that Black people have a different vitamin D requirement in terms of being in their blood than white people do. And I've done some research that suggests that the way that we process vitamin D is differently. So you have all of these black people now on these vitamin D supplements that don't even realize that their vitamin D levels are fine. And in fact, what they might be doing is elevating their vitamin D levels too high. And this is a discussion we have consistently when it comes to medical data and medical practices within the black community. A lot of the times we're basing what should be okay for us based off a culture group that is not ours. And now there is starting to be some shift in the behavior nowadays, but it's taken entirely too long to get there. And so we don't know what kind of damage has been done to our systems trying to follow a model that wasn't designed for us, by us, or with us in mind. And so even to that, a lot of us are very dependent on multivitamins in the community. And it's interesting because as many people talk about not wanting to put synthetic or false products on their body or in their body in terms of food or injections, vaccines, whatever the case might be, they will freely ingest a vitamin that is under no requirements to test itself, to be tested. So you have vitamins with no vitamins in them. You have vitamins that have anabolic steroids in them or human growth hormone in them. You have vitamins that have too much vitamins in them. And all of this is based on the fact that in America especially, there is this, again, like I said earlier, this absence of understanding that too much of a good thing makes that good thing a bad thing. You can, in fact, have too much of a particular vitamin in your system and have that vitamin become toxic to you. And I won't rehash that because I talked about it earlier. But again, this sounds the call that we need specific research done for us and our people specifically. Black people need to be considered a different culture group with different biological standards. And that's just what it has to be. And there's nothing wrong with understanding that we are different and that difference is more than skin deep. But that understanding has to be made and it has to be accepted. And that goes into a whole nother conversation about accepting differences versus trying to find the sameness in everybody, which those are two completely different philosophies, two completely different world outlooks. But when it comes to this documentary, I think it becomes extremely important. Vitamins, multi-billion dollar a year industry that is not regulated and that many people swear by. And they're taking these pills. The documentary did hint at the fact that, you know, people are taking these pills 200, 300, 400, 500% of your daily requirement. Why would you take something that contains 500% of your daily needs on a daily basis, giving yourself five times the amount you need every single day and never thinking that you're going to run into a problem with that? And they showed an example of that with a lady who her child was vitamin D deficient. And instead of mixing up the organic baby formula, which is funny to call it organic and you're using potentially synthetic vitamins, but mixing up the formula that she was using for the baby, the formula called for one drop of vitamin D, and she put the entire scooper, the entire dropper in there, which is like 30 drops. And she was giving this to her kid every day, potentially 20 to 30 times the daily needs that this child would have. She was giving it every day because in her mind, there's no such thing as too many vitamins. And we also had this belief that if you take too many of a vitamin, your body will filter the rest out. That's not necessarily the case with every vitamin. Some vitamins get stored in your fat cells, fat soluble kind. So there's a lot to consider here, especially with regards to health, nutrition, vitamins, and our beliefs about various different things. There's a lot to unpack in this documentary. And you know, obviously this show, we like to keep it short. We don't really want to get into those things. But trust and believe, there are some major takeaways here. But I think one of the biggest ones for me has to be that we've got to take seriously research that needs to be done on our behalf, especially with regards to our nutritional needs and our health and well-being, because it's different. It's different from white people in America. It is. So overall, I give this documentary 3 stars. It wasn't bad, but it was entirely too long for what it was. There was no reason for it to be an hour and a half. It could have easily been condensed into half of that time by removing the songs and getting straight to the point. The removal of the songs alone would have knocked about 15 minutes off and might have made the film a lot more interesting. The songs were very much in the way for me and my children, because I knew a lot of people would be like, well, the songs were for kids. Yet my kids found them annoying as well. And the songs were just in the way. There's no other way to say it. But it did convey some good information. But for me, the big question of how do vitamins do what they do in the body, particularly in the body, was never truly answered. And for me, that's a major issue. But it's also a major issue for why I say the film didn't need to be 90 minutes. It's kind of hard to layer on the other things and label them as important when you don't understand how vitamins work inside of the body. In that sense, it begins to be hard to even understand how vitamins can be toxic if you acquire too many of them, if you accumulate too much of them in your system when you don't know what exactly they're doing in your system. So I think that's a key point of information that was missed. So I had to take a full point off of the songs because they really were in the way for me. And another full point off because the question of how do they do what they do inside of the body was never really answered. Not adequately, in my opinion. But with that being said, it's still a great documentary. Well, it's a good documentary. I won't say great. It's a good documentary, especially if you don't know anything about vitamins. It becomes a great documentary if you need to be introduced into what vitamins are. But if you're already fairly familiar with vitamins, you aren't going to get a whole lot of new information. You might get a few tidbits of information that are new. And in that case, it gets reduced from a great documentary to just a good documentary, or maybe an average or adequate documentary for those that are experts and that can really pick out some of the nuanced differences between folic acid and all these other things and how the body processes and synthesizes all of those substances into various different vitamins. For you guys, it might be downright bad because there are a lot of generalities made, but I understood those generalities to be because this documentary wasn't necessarily created with the in-depth, with the student, the expert in vitamins in mind. It was created for the layperson, and as an introductory piece, it is a very good piece. So with that being said, like I said, 3 out of 5 stars, definitely something that you could watch and pull a lot out of, definitely something that you could watch with your kids and have a discussion about whole meals and things of that nature. And so I leave the rest to you. If you decide to watch this, it definitely would not be a waste of your time. But without much further ado, I say to you, I do. Wait, whatever. Anyways, y'all know what I'm trying to say. That's been this episode of Lesson from the Screen. Hope you enjoyed yourself. We're going to be back next week. I'm going to get back to doing 2 shows a week soon. Not no time soon, because still trying to finish up various other projects that are taking up a lot of my time. But I'm looking forward to getting back to doing 2 shows a week and eventually getting up to doing 5 shows a week. So, until then, until next week, next Thursday, I will see you guys next time. Make sure you tune in. Make sure you share. And this has been another fly-ass episode of Lessons. Lessons from the Screen. What we mean is we go through different documentaries to tell you what they gon' do. Give you our lessons. Give them our blessings.
If they transmit to you, there is no second guessing. Knowledge is power, but time is precious.
And we're here to keep you from them
lessons.
So sit back as we groove, giving you the review, so you only spend time on the docs that you need to.
I want to thank you guys once again for tuning in to Lessons from the Screen. I also want to encourage you guys to head over to the website, www.freedomtrainnetwork.com. You can head over there to the website, gain access to all of the shows on the Freedom Train Network, including this one. You can access to old shows, new shows. You should also check out the Freedom Train app. You can find it in the Google Play Store. If you research Google Play or research Freedom Train Radio or Freedom Train Presents, Freedom Train Network, you'll find the app there and you'll see the Choo Choo Train. That is our trademark Choo Choo Train for the Freedom Train. You can get all of the shows right there on your cell phone. Notification whenever we drop anything, or maybe we just want to see the notification saying hi. So you should definitely go and get that app. And you should also take a listen to our live internet radio streams throughout the weekend. We're dropping lectures, we're dropping shows, we're dropping all kinds of interesting things on the weekends. So definitely take advantage of that. I want to thank you guys again for supporting us. And as always, we appreciate you. We'll see you next week. This is the Freedom Train Network Presents Lessons from the Screen.